Amen. Let's turn our Bibles tonight to the book of Proverbs. Book of Proverbs. We're going to be in Proverbs chapter 21. Does everybody got a handout? Does anybody need one of these? Put your hand up in the air. Maybe like still, you got everybody's already gotten. All right. Proverbs chapter 21. And we're going to be looking at verse 21. All right. 21:21. It's like 2020 vision, but it's 21:21 vision. That's nothing like even close. Anyway. So verse 21, it says this. He that followeth after righteousness and mercy findeth life, righteousness and honor. So we're going to find something a little bit different tonight, but another proverb here that kind of deals with something. So number one, what you are seeking, the blank there, what you are seeking is what you will find. Okay? This is kind of the way life works. What you're looking for, you're going to find. You know, you ever walked in, you kind of expected people to make mistakes, right? And or maybe let's say it the other way. Is there ever somebody that expected you to make mistakes, right? And the whole time you're working, the whole time you're doing whatever you're doing, they're, okay, you missed that. You're like, okay, did you notice all the good stuff I did? No, you just noticed all the mistakes. Sometimes it's kind of the way it works. What we're looking for, what we're seeking is often what we find. If you're looking for problems, you're going to see, I told you this place is going to be problem, or, you know, that type of thing. So what you're seeking, you're going to find. Of course, on the other side is what we're going to look at tonight is when you're looking for that which is positive, when you're looking for that which is righteous and that which is holy and that which is good, you're looking for the good in people. Some people, you ever known somebody, they just always look for the good in people? Like, they'll come up and say, oh, that person is so sweet. You're like, no, they're not. They're full of all, you know. But they just find the good things in people. That's a much better way, isn't it? To look for that kind of stuff in people. So we're going to find here what you're seeking is what you'll find. It's this. He talked about he that follow after is what it says. He that follow after. The idea, number one under that, the idea here is what you are chasing. What you are chasing or pursuing. And that's what this means. Following after literally means you're following after it. You're going after it. You're chasing it. Or the word I want to use a lot tonight is going to be this thing of pursuing it. You're going after it. You're following after it. You're aiming towards it. You're going that way. So, A, what is it that you are going after in this life? I want you to think about that just for a moment. What is it that you're going after in this life? What is your goals? What is your hopes? What is it that you're chasing down? What is it that you're trying to catch? I like to, sometimes people will come into church, and this church is pretty unique for me. I found we get visitors here pretty often. For being a small church, little church, God just sends people here pretty often. And sometimes folks will come in and I'll ask them, you know, what are you looking for in a church? You know, what are you looking for in a church? And sometimes they'll say, you know, they'll give you a list of, you know, we're looking for this or looking for that. Or sometimes the things that they're looking for. I find it very telling of what somebody's looking for a church. You know, I wanted to have a good this program or a good that program. Or, you know, or this one, I want a lot of people my age that I can hang out with. Like, we come to church to hang out, you know. By the way, all those things are good. I like it when there's people that I have things in common with. I like it when there's a good program. I like it when we have good singing. I like it when we have all these other things going on. Those are great. Those are nothing wrong with them. But if that's all I'm chasing after, I could find something that has all that stuff but is missing really the most important thing. So what I want to say is this: what is it in your life that you're going after? Some, you know, we're here Wednesday night, okay? Wednesday night are the people that are they're going after it. You know what I'm saying? You're not here Wednesday night because you're like, well, you know, I don't really care that much about the Lord, but you know, I thought, you know, why not? No, you're here on Wednesday night because you want to receive something from God. right? So this is the crowd that that I would say is having the right kind of direction that's going after. So B, this proverb gives us the result of pursuing righteousness and mercy. This proverb is going to talk about the result of those things. So number one, when righteousness is our pursuit, when righteousness is our pursuit, we are attempting to do that which is right. It's pretty deep theology right there, isn't it? I mean, it's just, we're going deep level tonight. when righteousness is our pursuit, we're attempting to do that which is righteous. It's not complicated. So here's a question for us to think about. What does pursuing righteousness look like? What does that look like to us? It's to attempt to do life like we believe the Lord is watching. Right? So if I believe He's watching, imagine if I'm thinking He's over my shoulder, watching what I'm doing, and how am I going to act then? Okay, you say, well, is that really what it means to do righteous? Well, I think there's a motivation behind that. When I'm thinking about the Lord and Him observing, you ever felt like, man, I'm tired. I'm tired tonight. I don't really feel like going to church tonight. You ever felt like that? I felt like that a little bit ago. You know what I'm saying? I felt like that a little bit ago. It's been one of them days. I don't know if it's the weather changing, if it's just, I've had for about 2 or 3 days just this kind of, no motivation. I've had to really kick myself in the pants to get going what I need to do. You know what I mean? And so sometimes we're just like that. But there's this this concept that there's two things. Number one is this. I'm thinking, what does God want me to do? And number two, my wife won't let me stay home anyway. So, but this is the thing we're talking about. Sometimes, you know, listen, God encouraging, the fact that we know the Lord is watching, I want to do what He wants me to do. So that's what it looks like. It is this, it is to, at first, it's this thing of, you know, living righteously or pursuing righteousness, rather, is this, it's at first to seriously think through each of my life decisions. Really is. It's to seriously think through each of my life decisions. Is this pleasing God? I imagine tonight most of us do like that, right? We're thinking about what does God want me to do in this thing, right? And then we get the next thing comes along. What does God want me to do in this thing? This is what it means to pursue. I'm going to get to this, what I mean in a moment, but at first we start with really thinking through it, really thinking through every decision. What I'm doing with my life, whether it's my career choices, whether it's what I'm doing with my time or my spare time, what I'm doing with my money or my spare money, right? By the way, I don't mean God wants all of our money. Well, you have spare money, it ought to all go to the Lord. No, that's not what I'm saying, but is only 10% of it the Lord's? Or is it all His? It's all His, isn't it? So He says to return 10% to me, but then there's other things. But it's all His, so it's not just, you know, you got to bring all your extra money to church. I'm not saying, we don't believe that concept. But God does want us, it's important what we use, what we do with all these things in our life. So when we think through all these decisions, at first we're deeply thinking about, what does the Lord want me to do? Remember the what would Jesus do? Campaign, man, that was so popular it was mostly popular on jewelry, but there was this what would Jesus do? That's at first, we deeply think about it, but over time what happens is this, following after righteousness will be less of a deep thinking exercise and more of the condition where we know what the righteous way is. What I mean by that is at first we have to examine it. Right? We got to examine something comes up. What does God want me to do? By the way, when I say at first, I don't mean just when you first get saved. Yeah, definitely when you first get saved, everything is a question, right? But as time goes on, but new things come up in our life. And I think, okay, what does God want me to do with this decision? And once we make a decision, now we say, okay, this is clearly what God wants us to do. Now we kind of go through life knowing what God wants, and now I'm following after that. I don't have to sit there every time rethinking, what does God want me to do? Right? Matter of fact, the more you get to know this book, the less it's a deep thinking exercise about what does God want me to do. You see what I'm saying? After a while, it gets to be... You ever had somebody that claims to be a Christian say some really stupid things about what God wants? Right? They say, well, I think God's okay with that. You think, and I'll say this kind of thing to you. I say, well, where did you get that idea? Well, I just think that. Okay. So just thinking that doesn't make it a good point of what God wants. Righteousness comes from His Word. It comes from Him. And so... But what I'm saying to you, this isn't forever a deep thinking exercise, this thing of pursuing righteousness. It becomes something the longer we're doing it, the more it becomes our new nature. Right? So A, under that, when righteousness is our pursuit, we find life. We find life. We're going to look at that in just a moment. But first, I want us to look at this. Number two, along with following after righteousness is mercy. That's the other thing it talks about that in verse 21. So here mercy. Now mercy has several meanings, like a lot of words, they have several meanings. Here, mercy is a word that means kindness or goodness. It really means this kind of mercy that we show on others and show on those around us. In this sense, is what it's talking about here. So B, this goes hand in hand with righteousness. Okay? So, watch here. What I want us to see is this. It's more than just trying to be right. Okay? So what this proverb is talking about, it's talking about more than just trying to be right. I don't want to say this. Some of the most... grumpy, mean, nastiest Christians I know, their whole life is about trying to be right. That's all they're doing is trying to be right. I want to be right. And they're so trying so hard to be right that they end up making their life a life of laws and a life of rules and a life of burdens and they got all this, and it actually becomes miserable to them, and they're mad and they really get mad when other people don't be as right as they are, right? And so there's a problem with it. So it's more than just being right, okay? I want you to get that. Being right can be the task of a Pharisee, right? We've looked at that a lot here recently. I think we know that the Lord desires more from us than that, okay? Jesus didn't have much good to say at all about the Pharisees. And can I say the Pharisees, if we'd be real honest, they were right in much of the things that they did. The problem is they went too far with it, and they missed the other part. So we find here the partner, the partner to righteousness, mercy or kindness. So we don't sacrifice righteousness to be kind, right? We don't say, well, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. I just want to be nice to everybody, so I don't want to really tell them the truth. Well, that's called foolishness, right? But I already mentioned to have righteousness without kindness is extremely problematic. So we find that these are partners together. When we have righteousness and we're pursuing righteousness and we're also pursuing kindness. Don't you like kind people? Don't you? I like kind people. I like people that are nice and they're good, they're kind. People that come up and just smile. To the inverse, I don't care for people that have just righteousness without kindness. By the way, I'm glad when people come and tell me something that maybe I need to hear. I'm glad for that. But I think it's easier to receive and has a lot more veracity, if I'd say that, when they preach the truth in love. Yeah. And it's almost like that's kind of God's plan, isn't it? Right? is these things together when they're together. So, see, if righteousness is the decision, it's the first blank, if righteousness is the decision of the path to follow, okay, which it is, then mercy is how we will follow it. Okay? So this is how this works. So when we're trying to see what does God want me to do, which way is His, which way does He want me to, that's the trying to find the path of righteousness. Okay, now I know which way to go. Okay, this is what God wants, not this thing. God wants me to pursue Him, not pursue some other things down the road, a career or a relationship. Not that we never have those things, but He's to be first. Then, how do I go about that? That's what the mercy is. See how these things couple together? It makes it a wonderful thing. Now listen, I don't think mercy is a given in this kind of, this it's a fruit of the Spirit, right? It's not just given, I believe it's learned. Mercy is a learned action, if we'd say it that way. We learn mercy by how people receive our attempt at kindness. So you ever said something like this? Well, I was nice. I was really nice to them. You ever said something like that? You know, you've done something and they got upset and you're telling somebody else about, I was really nice to them, right? And you really believed you were nice, didn't you? But what you found out is the other person, they didn't think he was nice at all. And so you realize, here's how mercy, this growing in mercy works. When you have this same response from people, you realize that it's everybody else's problem, right? No. You realize it's me. So every time I talk to this person this way, they get upset. Every time I think, okay, something's wrong. So I've got to develop that kindness. Because kindness isn't about me telling people the way it is. It's about me telling in a way that people can receive it. And that's the mercy, that's the goodness and the kindness in that kind of way. So we learn by how people receive it. Just because we think we're being kind doesn't mean we truly are. Some people think they're being kind, but they actually are a wrecking ball. You know what I'm saying? You know, listen. They'll sit there thinking, "Is he talking about me? What is he?" No. I'm just saying. I've been like this in my life, and where you know, I've had to learn that just because I mean well with it, that's not enough. It means I've got to learn that God's teaching me through this thing. Right? And God can teach me, and it can become the Spirit of God is trying to direct me, and not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. So we learn mercy by the use and the exercise of it. So here's what I'm saying with that. I did all that to get to this. We don't just say, well, I'm just not good at that, so I'm not going to do it. Right? Well, I'm just not very nice. I'm not good at that, so I'm just going to stay over here on the corner. No, we can't follow after righteousness and mercy by saying, I'm just not good at it. No, we got to learn. Got to go through a little bit. Got to have some of the experience. So see. Then, when we are following after righteousness and mercy, we find life. Okay? So, number one, this is a really strange conclusion. The conclusion is the blank. I mean, you might say, I'm already alive. And this word for life here just means life. It just means living. It means it's a creature. It's a living being is the word, what that means there. So when you find it, you find life, you know, you're thinking, I'm already alive. Why do I need these things to find life and I already have life? Have you ever felt like you were just going through the motions? Like you're just punching in, you know? Just going through the motions, just punching in, like at the end of each day or at the end of each whatever, you feel like there's no point, there's no direction, there's no purpose of your life. You're just going through the motion. Now, we all probably find ourselves like that sometimes. I mean, that's kind of something that comes upon us. But if you've ever been in that situation, which, yeah, it's like you're It's like you're not really living life. You're just going through it. It's empty. It's pointless. It's dry. It's boring. And you wonder, am I even making a difference? And it's this kind of situation that actually drives people to suicide. This kind of thinking that gets to where, what is my life? What does it matter? Nobody would even care if I was gone, right? People kind of go down this thing, and so there's something missing. So, A, to find life is to find the place of contentment, joy, and fulfillment in this life. So when the scripture says here that you find life, it means not just you we're already alive. It means you find of the life that's worth living. B, it is to make this life worth living. To make it worth living. So this whole life is different when it has more to it than just making it through another day or another week, right? If all you're trying to do is get through another day, listen. One of the things I hate to hear from people. When I say hate, it doesn't make me mad, but I hate to hear from them because it's talking about where they're at in life. Hey, you know, how you doing today? Well, I made it. Like, I've been there though. You know what I'm saying? I've been there at times. I'm just like, man, making it is. You know, I mean, that's a victory. And sometimes we get in that place, we're discouraged, we're wore out, and so when you start stringing too many of those days together, what's happening is you're missing life, and it's the result of what we're pursuing. Okay, it's the result of what we're pursuing. So number two, it takes us to this. What you will find is so much more. So look at verse 21 again. He or she, right, that followeth after righteousness and mercy findeth life, righteousness, and honor. So, A, there is life, righteousness, and honor, all these things. So, number one under that, what is found in this life of pursuing righteousness and mercy is more than just what you're looking for, right? I mean, listen, A, under there is a life worth living. B, but also we find that righteousness fuels our life. So when we pursue after righteousness and pursue after righteousness and mercy together, when we pursue that, we follow after it, we find a life that's worth living. And also with that, righteousness comes to our life. In other words, when what we give, we receive, right? The measure we met, that measure will be meted out to us again. You see, so how we live and just that seeking after that, pursuing that, it comes to our life. So in this way, and then see further, there is honor that is bestowed upon our life. It's a whole interesting dynamic that's going on here. Because, so how righteous do you have to be honored? It's a weird question, isn't it? It's kind of a trick question. It's trying to make us think about it. How right and how righteous do you have to be for you to be considered honorable? How right do you have to be to really be fulfilled in this life? I know a lot of people that are trying to be very, very right, and there's no fulfillment. We can find that through the scriptures, actually. So B, it is not just the righteousness that we do. It is the pursuit of it. So I want us to see this here. The Apostle Paul, number one, the Apostle Paul spoke of this following after it. Now keep your place here and turn with me over to Philippians in chapter 3. Philippians in chapter 3, give us, Paul is going to talk about that. We just covered this recently in Sunday school, but recently, you know, like about 3 months ago. But back in Philippians chapter 3 and verse 12, he said, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I, what? Follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. But that apprehended means to, I don't count myself as I've already got a hold of it. It's not saying that. He said, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things that are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Look here. Hey, we are not going to always get it perfect. Amen? You are not always going to get it perfect. Me, most of the time I'm going to get it perfect. No. You're like, well, you shouldn't have said that. See, I don't always get it perfect. You know, we're not always going to get it perfect. We're not. So I'm trying to say this. The goal isn't perfect. I mean, yeah, the goal is perfection, but I'm not going to get this. The life, the righteousness, and the honor doesn't come when we're perfect. It comes in the pursuit, right? It's in the pursuit of it. B, it is the pursuit of it. That pressing toward that mark, that is where we find life, righteousness, and honor. It's the pressing toward the mark. So trying to reach this pursuit of righteousness can be a bit tricky. Okay? Trying to teach, what is this pursuit of righteousness? Trying to teach this. How do I pursue righteousness? It can get a little tricky because it's not about a law. Well, if you do it this way, you check off that box, right? It's not about a law. It's not about checking off a box. Can I tell you what? It's not even a battle that we have to win over the flesh. Okay? You say, well, isn't it a part of all that? Yeah, it's part of all that, but it's more than that. This pursuing righteousness is more than it. Number two, it's this. Following after is not the laboring of a daily task. It's not this, we get up, oh man, I got to pursue righteousness again today. Oh man, yesterday was hard enough. I got to do it again. Right? By the way, on that note, it's not about being a taskmaster over someone else either. You need to do right. Right? You need to do right. You know, quit messing up. Right? Do it right. This kind of thing. It is not about setting the conscience against the will and fighting to choose the right answer. Man, I want to do this, but there's this. Paul talked about that, but that's not what this thing is, or is pursuing righteousness. Three, it is instead, watch this, it's a delight. It's a delight to follow after. That's three, it is instead a delight. A, it is the freedom, the enlargement of my life because of who I am in Christ. Seeking after, pursuing after, following after righteousness and mercy. It's the pursuit of that which brings life. It's an exciting thing. What does God have for me today? By the way, there's going to be problems, there's going to be troubles, there's going to be cares, there's going to be all that thing. By the way, once you get there, they're going to be past you. By the way, everybody has that. How do we get out of a life of trouble? Die. That's it. You say, are you telling me to die? No, we're all going to die. But we're not going to be out of troubles until we're off this planet. And then if you're without Christ, you'll never be out of trouble. Right? So, see, it is not just following after for the sake of a reward. It's not just following after. So I'm going to do this so I can get this. Man, that is a... Listen... And this is where I said a little bit ago, it's a little tricky trying to teach this. Because the Lord tells us many times there is a reward. And obviously, if he's telling us about a reward, then the reward is some kind of motivation, right? Your labor is not in vain in the Lord, right? I mean, listen, God's going to, there's going to be a reward. So he's like, it is out there. Don't worry about that. You're not doing it for nothing is what he's saying. But if all I'm doing is looking at that carrot on a stick and I'm reaching for that and when I don't get it, I'm discouraged, right? And so it's not just about that. So number one, the reward is what comes in the pursuit of pleasing God. So the reward is what comes in the pursuit. I want you to get that tonight, folks. And that's really the lesson I think this proverb gives us. In other words, I don't pursue righteousness and mercy so that I can get a life worth living. Right? Man, my life is miserable. I need to pursue this so I can get a better life. Doesn't work like that. Instead, that type of results-based motivation will not drive us to mercy. And it's completely exhausting. This is the kind of life that says, I'm going to do this so that I can get this. It's a miserable life. It's the kind of Christian life that looks like we've been sucking on a lemon, right? Because we're it's exhausting and it's work and I'm trying to get everybody else to do it too. That's not what God said. He said, listen, number two, but he that follows it will find it. That's actually what it says there in 21:21 in Proverbs. He said, he that followeth after righteousness and mercy findeth life. You'll find it. This life of pursuing God, that's what I'm going to say, and I'm going to close with this. This life of pursuing God, pursuing righteousness, pursuing mercy, is filled with gems on the way. So, it's not just that at the destination there's a prize. At the end, there's heaven. Woohoo! Where's heaven at the end? Man, that's a long time away from me. Well, it's gotten closer, right? But here's the thing, folks. There's gems on the way of what God. It's not just down there. It's the pursuit. You say, well, I'm never going to be perfect. Wow, that's okay. Aren't you glad for that? You only get rewarded. You only get if you're perfect. No, it's the pursuit. The pursuit of righteousness fills our life with purpose. Gives us a life. We find life. We find righteousness. Righteousness finds us. It becomes something that's wonderful. And at the end of it, and the end of that proverb, and there's honor. There's honor to the one that pursues righteousness. Not one that always finds it, but one that's pursuing it. Honor comes from them, and God puts honor on them. So listen, folks, if I could say it this way, there's joy in the journey. There's joy in the journey. It's not just at the end. It's all the way through. And what a wonderful thing it is to seek Him and have God pour this stuff upon us. Let's pray. Father, I do want to thank You tonight for Your Word and thank You for Your promises to us. And Lord, You have certainly devised a way for us to enjoy our Christian life. It's not one of a laborious toil, and certainly at times we get caught up in that thing, but Lord, help us tonight. I pray that we might rejoice and take joy in just pursuing after Your righteousness and mercy. Lord, I pray that You would bless. Now help us to be what we ought to be, Lord, and we'll rejoice in what You give us in it. Well, thank You now in Jesus' name.